6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And we live. Welcome to the Dear Son Show, where we help young men and boys know now what we wish we knew then. I'm one of your hosts, Jay Black.
D. John's your other host.
What's up, brother? What you got?
Feeling great, my brother.
You feeling good?
Feeling good, man.
Like this good weather?
Good weather, good momentum.
Yeah.
Ain't let up.
Can't. We had a little windstorm yesterday, put us in the mix. What you got?
Yeah, we had to send something across the fence to you. Let you inside our lives a little bit. My wife decided that she wanted to buy a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And by greenhouse, I mean green net.
Don't do that.
Green net on some popsicle sticks. In the windiest place that we ever lived in our life. But we're gonna get it. I had to take my weight set outside, put it on there because I ain't using it.
Oh, this fella magazine. Stay loaded, man.
Because I ain't using it.
Yeah, what we got? Any transitions going on? Any upcomings going on? What's what we got?
I don't know. We about 40 days of school left.
Yes.
If that.
Yes.
For all of them, but you know, we got the boys come across that stage.
We do.
So,
we do.
My son, he's, I believe him.
Yeah.
I believe it was getting a little shaky little bit because, like I said, I think he heard one of them episodes and started trying to catch up on the senior year activities.
I like who he is.
Omissions.
I've been watching him. I like who he is.
Yeah, so that joker hit me like, I don't need to be picked up today.
Oh, come on, son.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Showing up at the house before school is out.
Correct.
Said, oh, okay.
Correct again.
All right.
Yeah. They killing me with that. I passed mine down the street the other day. It's 12:30 in the afternoon. I'm driving down the street. I roll up on dude.
What's happening?
What's up, brother? But anyway, we can do this all day.
How you feeling, man?
Man, I feel good, man. I'm really in a great, great place. And you know, we got an upcoming. By the time this episode airs, the following episode after this, we have a major announcement to make.
Yeah.
We got a major announcement to make.
Ain't gonna step on that one.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna step on that one, man.
Yeah.
But you, what's the school update? How many?
8 more classes left, man. 8 more sessions, twice a week.
Okay.
4 weeks left.
Okay.
2 times 4 is 8.
Okay.
8 more sessions and school is done for the semester.
Yeah.
At that point, we're kicking the summer mode.
Okay.
So I got, the projected graduation date right now is spring 26.
Okay.
So we pushing.
That's nowhere. Look up, it'll be there.
It's going to be here. Today, the topic today that we will be discussing is, what about me? What you got for what about me?
Boy, that's a part of, let's just go ahead and set the tone for transparency for this episode. I've been at this this podcasting space, the show space for a minute.
Yes.
And sometimes I get in those seasons of, I know I'm working hard. I know I'm out working. Some people popping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not me? And I quickly get reeled back in, you know what I'm saying? Now that I'm back in the word, reading the word, mm-hmm. listening to the word every day, starting to give me some perspective. But like I've historically had a time waiting for my turn. Well, let me not say that. Yeah, I've had a time waiting for my turn. It hasn't been outwardly demonstrated. Like, right. I don't even think you would have known before I said something like that.
Didn't.
But it's not a, I can honestly say it's not jealousy. It's I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand if when you're doing a thing and all of the indications are saying do that thing and that thing isn't where you want it to be yet. I get month one, I get year one, I get month 14, I get year two.
Yeah.
We about 42 months in.
Yeah.
On this. So yeah. I know it's coming, but like that's when you said that this morning, I was like, you can shut all the way up the whole episode. I can ramble this one, but so
come on with that.
But nah, what was on your heart when you put it out there?
Just again, I have people near and dear to me that are dealing with that, and because it's so prevalent with different people that it made me self analyze as well, where I've had moments of what about me? I don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
Like you say, I internalize it. So that could be not so healthy for me, because if I don't express it, perhaps to a person that I can confide in or talk to, maybe they can help me realize that the thing that I think is passing me by, I'm actively standing in it already. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I'll feel like maybe it don't look like what I thought it should look like, but outside looking in, you're doing it and more. You know what I mean? So not only is it happening and working for you, but you've exceeded what you thought it would look like. You just had a certain feel pre-prescribed for yourself that now it's not matching up to the quote unquote expectation.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to, as I'm reflecting outward, it keeps bouncing back, hitting me as well. Like, man, but that very thing I'm getting compliments on, but I thought I hadn't even started that yet.
That makes a whole lot of sense, because that's what the confirmations I've been getting probably for a long time. Mm-hmm. They seem like they've been very concentrated in a concentrated time frame as of late.
Mm-hmm.
And it's people that know me well, some people that know of me.
Yes.
But they were like, man, I felt the need to tell you this. God told me to tell you this.
Yep.
Or we've been doing this, or man, keep doing your work, man. We see you. It's your time is coming. And all that is great. And the thing about it is, none of what I'm looking for is the world saying, look at D.
Right, 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 right.
I just wanted to be fruitful.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Because like from the jump, I'm in front of the camera right now because this is personal to me. And we got a rapport. But it's the long term is not about me in front of the camera.
Right.
Or you for that matter. You know what I'm saying? I'm really keep saying building a network. And I know it sounds cool and grandiose, but it's actually going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen. So when you said you're already in it, that struck a chord, because I am.
Boy.
I know what the progression has been. I know that the show has gotten better. I know that it's still impacting people. And that's the goal. Again, it's not for me to walk outside and people be like, can I get your autograph?
Right. No,
I don't desire that.
No,
at all.
No. And that's the beauty, not to cut you off, but I'm excited about that, because even hearing you say that, I can confirm what you're saying, even with that, because man, the public don't see the work that you put in, man. That foundation is ridiculously solid. And people, they use it as a cliche and they're like, oh man, you got to get your foundation right first or the whole building going to crumble. That's more accurate than people give credit to.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's such a detrimental part of the process, if you don't invest enough time in that foundation, it indeed will not be as stable as you would like.
Yeah.
So the catalog that's being built, the network that's being built, the demand, the appreciation. Somebody come in tomorrow, you've done enough work to this point to where you don't have to look back. Like, hey, I've already went through my bumps and bruises. And a lot of people, another testament is we get reached out. We get, hey, man, just I'm finna jump and do this. How do you think I should do this?
Yeah.
How much time you got on your hands, man? So that's just also nobody's going to ask a fool how to be a genius. You know what I mean? So if you think highly enough of a person to ask them how you doing that, what you're doing over there, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm trying to focus more so on, like you say, teaching our children, our sons, our daughters, that it may look a certain way when you see a person. They may be shooting to the moon, man. They're excelling. It's happening overnight, it seems. But then if you look 2 years down the road and it's like, where are they now?
Fizzle.
That foundation was made of sand. Yeah. You see what I mean? Instead of the concrete. So it was a short-lived, maybe the why wasn't there as solid as yours is. You have a definite reason that's not built around self-acknowledgement or fame or notoriety. You're genuinely providing a service,
right,
if you will, of this is what I did, and I'm hoping it can help you.
Yeah.
That's priceless.
The thing about it is I got enough references in my life, mm-hmm, in terms of corporate to understand the process.
Right.
Like it took me, which is probably a truncated version or expedited version for some, but say 16 years to get to like a senior leadership or the executive space.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always a goal for me. I said by 40, I wanted to be this.
Yes.
I honestly didn't have a plan.
Right.
It was just a thing like by 40, I wanted to be in executive space. And I worked toward that, but mm-hmm, it wasn't like year one looks like this, year three, I'm going to be here, year five. I just kept doing the work. And even in those spaces, and I think I mentioned it before, I wasn't necessarily jealous of my peers. I realized that my peers were asking for stuff that I wasn't asking for. So how dare I blame them for getting what they asked for and me comparing what I didn't ask for.
Correct.
So once I got over that hurdle, it was like, okay, I know what to ask for in terms of where I'm at right now. Keep doing the work. And the best thing about it was before I got put in the position where I was acting VP, which turned out to be a year and a half, closer to 2 years,
mm-hmm,
somebody else was in it.
Yes.
Whoever was in it was asking me about what's going on because I've been in the company that long. The other part was I had done all of the jobs.
Yes.
I had actually worked my way low level, mid level, senior in a role. Boom. Manager, low level, mid level, senior in a role.
Yeah.
So I had an appreciation. I had an understanding of the process. And when I look at what we're doing now, sometimes it's frustrating. And I was having a conversation with Nate from Nate Would Love, my guy.
Yeah.
Nate Cotman stopped by the other day. He was like, hey, have you ever thought about learning how to do this? I said, bro, I'm all out of new learns. I'm all out of new learns. And it's almost become a problem for me because the moment I see how something operates, man, let me figure that thing. Let me spend 48 hours trying to figure this out. But the challenge is that 48 hours led to another task that's keeping me from actually pushing this thing where it needs to go. So, when I pause, and again, I'm glad we're having this conversation, it helps me put things in perspective like, okay, well, maybe the timing is me getting out of my way.
Yes.
Maybe I need to stop going horizontal so we can go vertical.
Yes.
Like you said, the foundation.
Yes.
We're not building a parking lot, so we don't need an acre.
Yeah, right.
I'm out here laying an acre of asphalt.
Correct.
And we're trying to build a high rise, like you said. So it's it's been a few times in my life where it's like, you know, I want it,
mm-hmm,
and it's important. Another good catch is like, what am I? I know my children see the frustration, but am I tying that to a conversation?
Right, right.
No. Short answer is no, I haven't this particular topic.
And which could be a driving force. Had a life altering conversation with a gentleman just yesterday, I kid you not. And he helped me put some things in perspective. The biggest thing that he pointed out in his life, he's in his 40s now. He said that as a young man out of high school, he went into the military. And he set a goal for himself that by the time he was 27, he wanted to be a commissioned officer in the military. That's all he had. Just like what you said. You was like, I knew I wanted to be in the C-suite. That's all I had, though. I didn't make out a plan. I didn't map it out. That's my goal. He accomplished it at 25 instead of 27. And he looked around like, what do I do now? I hit the mark. Now what?
Yeah.
So he said that the biggest thing he focuses on from that moment into to this day is what he calls a sliding five, his 5-year goal. You have to constantly set a 5-year goal. If it's January 1st, 2025, you should have a goal that by January 1st, 2030, this is the goal. Additionally, what's your goal tomorrow for January 2nd, 2030, and so on and so forth. So now as you're scaling along, you're 2 years into a 5-year plan. You should not just only be working on that 5-year goal. Yeah. You should be 1 year into this one, 2 years into this one, 3 years into that one, and so on. So now as you have these sliding goals taking place, now you can say that helps you. You eliminate the what about me?
Yeah.
Because now if I look up and this person is tracking along, and then if I say, I know I'm knocking this out and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. If I have a goal in place and I just
work to your goal,
check in on my goal, I'm a little ahead of schedule. So now that's an affirmation,
yeah,
and a confirmation. Keep doing what you're doing. You on track. You said you wasn't even supposed to do this till 2030. It's 2027 and you 90% to where you thought you'd be in 2030. It's actually time to adjust that goal, perhaps.
Yeah, shave some of that time off.
Yes.
And that's another thing, because when you start, you don't have all the information that you gather along the way. So it starts to accelerate. And I like the 5-year slide, but I also like to don't let up. If your 5-year goal can be accomplished in 3, then 5 is not actually success. If you find that out in year 2.
Yes.
Now you just kind of going with the flow, kind of tracking along, because what you initially thought wasn't as educated as the information that you picked up over those next 2 years. So I really love that. The other piece of it is like that whole comparing yourself to other people. So jealousy is one thing, and that's a demon of its own. But like they say, comparison is the thief of joy. And that's a very real thing, because you don't actually know their plan. And if anything, I get using things as a benchmark, or, you know, to kind of measure if it's a peer and y'all in the same space, but you don't know what their motive is. And sometimes you don't actually know all of what they're going through to get to it. So some people looking at my path might not be desirable.
Right.
Right. Some, it might be, hey, well, if you had to do that to get there by 40, I'm cool with 45. Or 47.
I promise.
I don't want to go to war zones. I don't want to do all these uncomfortable things to get there. But that's who I was.
Right.
So I guess another piece of it is being honest with who you are today and who you're willing to become along the way as you're trying to approach those goals. It's real cool to say, you know, catch you an online guru or get in one of these groups and everybody's go, go, go. But if you're not a go, go, go person, proximity helps, but if it's not in your nature and you're not working toward it, right, just your nature,
you're just sitting in the yard.
That go, 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 go. You're going to be watching them with binoculars because they actually
they gone
because they went, but yeah, but it won't for you. So, you know, I had to often like, and it's relevant now because that's how I started the conversation is looking at other people. And even if the jealousy is removed, mind your goal.
Yeah.
Mind your personal goals.
Yeah.
So that conversation you had helped me.
Yes. And be mindful of who you are, what you made of.
Yeah.
You know, that's to your point of you may not be built to say, I'm going to jump out this window.
Yeah.
And if I fall, I fall.
Build a parachute on the way down.
Yeah. I can't, because if I hit that ground, my body can't sustain what yours can, perhaps, or whatever that looks like. So with that, let's look at, like, right now, parenting styles you'll look at, there's a certain turnout, like right now, the great thing about life is you'll have friends in different phases and stages of their lives, right? So, for instance, you and I, we both right now have two sons coming out of high school together, and we, 30 days.
Yeah.
So we 30 days out. Yeah. So trying to convince our sons of, because now mine, he's coming home and, man, such and such is going to this school and he got this scholarship and he's in this program. And I, you know, I'm sitting there with the side eye almost like, what you got? What you want to say? It's just real. Yeah. Y'all were talking to me about this going into the ninth grade. And now I have a month left of school. And I kid you not, my son said to me, I get it now.
But that's one of the most rewarding statements that I've heard from any of my children, specifically my son, because I had girl.
Mm-hmm.
The girls were different, but I could see where they were tracking my son. And it's not like he was off in La La Land, but I couldn't tell what was important to him.
Yes.
Or if, like if it's clicking. When he said, I understand now.
Yes.
And he said it a few times, but called back to, I don't know which show it was, but when I made him walk to school. Right.
Yes.
And I questioned myself all day.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to pick him up, he was late. And I was like, God, this joker
didn't make it.
Yeah, got snatched up, but he didn't. He's 17. But yeah. I don't think nobody snatched him up. But we came home. It wasn't a lot of conversation in the car, but we was crossing the hall. I was like, temperature check.
Yeah.
Son, do you understand what today was about? Yeah, I completely get it. That was on me. I wasn't being responsible. Like, it's not on you to force me to be responsible, to get up and do what I got to do. I completely get it.
Yes.
Look at me in my eyes. Not like a telling me something to get out my face.
Right.
I was like, okay.
Locked in.
Now we can work with that.
Yes.
Now we can work with that.
Because a huge concern I have right now, young black men. I'm deeply concerned about young black men.
As you should.
A statistic was shared that right now the lowest college enrollment rate is young black men. Every black women through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Other ethnicities, groups, demographics. Howard University, a historically black college,
mm-hmm,
university, less than 19% of their enrollment are black men.
Ooh.
Minorities, there are minority groups that have more numbers at the university than young black men at that same university. Mm-hmm. That was mind blowing to me to hear that. I didn't research it. I didn't see where they got that data from. But just even hearing that was triggering enough to me that if it's false or if it's inaccurate, again, I didn't fact check that. But I'm using it as a sounding of the alarm.
Yeah.
Because even if it is remotely accurate, that's concerning. And the main reasons that were given were young black men are they're stopping the belief of I'm adequate. I can afford school or college. I don't want to sign up for that debt. These are the reasons, because they're interviewing. They're talking to these young black men about how do you feel about college? Ah, man, that's just a whole bunch of debt. Everybody I know, they talking about they got student loans, or I can't afford that, or they just don't have an understanding of the financial system. Debt's not always the only option you have for education. It's just not. They're not up to speed on grants or just other things. So that's a whole nother avenue. So the what about me could translate into that's not for me. Before you even analyze, it could absolutely be for you, but it's being handed down to you or passed over to you, maybe not even from your family. You're listening to your friends. Like Bryson telling me about kids that graduated high school last year,
mm-hmm,
went off to schools, and they came back now on breaks and they're talking to them about their experiences at these colleges.
Yeah.
And they're discouraging these children from going to certain universities. But it's not about academics. It's not about service. It's not about productivity. It's their personal, I had a bad experience. That's not the school for you.
Yeah.
And they buying into it because they feel like, that's my friend. I can trust my friend. That's emotions. How do you feel about that? How do you combat that? What's the rhyme or reason to say, that's not your battle, son? You have to know for yourself, which is important about these college visits and your own research. Where does the line draw of how much credibility that we could try to get our children to realize that what about me phase of listening to my friend and my friend say, I don't need to go to that school?
So I'm stuck. I heard everything you said, but I'm stuck on the enrollment in college and the why. And clearly we don't have enough information, but what I think would be interesting is what are the actual responses from these children? Because they're in a more entrepreneur forward phase in terms of what's popular.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the themes that you hear online from people that are legitimately successful is college didn't get me where I am. Or, you know, college needs to be reevaluated, revamped to fit where the world is today, let alone where it's going. So is college the right?
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Answer. And I think that's a case-by-case conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never told any of the children, you must, you shall, you better be in college.
Right.
No, we better start figuring some things out.
Correct.
In the absence of anything, you will take some classes. You're not going to just sit around and flounder.
No.
But if there's something you want to try, or if there's an end result you want, let's kind of reverse engineer that thing. If you want to be a doctor, absolutely get in school. You might want to give up your summer after high school and get into classes.
Yeah.
Get right to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it's something different where there's not really a curriculum that leads to that, okay, what does it look like? Mm-hmm. Is it some classes? Is it some work experience? Would you benefit from work experience before classes?
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, my first semester, and I played this one out, I didn't do anything. It was a vacation until it wasn't.
Right.
So I had to go into the real world and work. And then I realized I ain't like the real world work. That was way harder than homework and going to class. But now I got to do both. So for me, that alarm went off. It's like, oh, okay, this is kind of the path that I chose, but I think it was more beneficial for me. I had other friends that went through in 4 years and did great, went off to work for big companies. And, you know, we eventually, and it's not about, again, comparison, but like you got peers, like what is your success story?
Right.
Did our paths were different? Did they lead to similar successes? And are we happy with those things? Those kind of conversations. So I'm on the track of like, what is the expectation? What do you understand about college? What is your expectation of it? What do you think you're going to get out of it? Does it actually fit who you are right now?
Yes.
Because that could be an off-putting thing. You force a kid in college that's not ready for it, and then they're discouraged. Now they never go back. Now they go to the factory, and it's no shot. I went to the factory.
Right.
But I also realized I could go in school too, right? If I'm going to be in the factory, at least let me be supervision or have aspirations like that if they have them.
Yes.
Some might just want to be factory. My son said something about, I want to look at some trade schools. So, okay.
Yep.
Let's get the information.
Let's go.
Let's get the information. But at the very least, I know he's going to be, not at the very least, but because of the path that he chose and when things click, he's going to be in community college. Ultimately, that's the path that I had to take, that I put myself in taking.
Right, right, right.
Because I got into 4-year schools, and he probably could, but he's like, I don't know if I'm ready for that level of responsibility and that pressure today.
Yes.
And that's not what I want to put him through.
No.
That's the whole LeBron.
Don't do this, man. Lead and put my boy back out there on that old hot plate. We'll get back to LeBron.
Yeah.
I
kind of pivoted on your question, but as soon as you said it, I'm like, my mind was like, if the enrollment is down, if the enrollment is down and prison rates up, okay, there's a thing. Yes. I don't know. We don't have the details. That's something to look into.
Yes.
But if the enrollment is down, but we're seeing more successful black male entrepreneurs from 22 to 25. Okay. And
that's a valid thing you just said, which you really dropped two gems in that whole segment, because you have to look at the alarm is enrollment is down.
Mm-hmm.
Inversely, perhaps success stories among that exact same demographic are up.
Right.
You know, if you look at 89 to 99, the amount of young black male entrepreneurs being successful. And successful meaning they're in their first 2 years, 6 figures,
yeah.
Then 5 years, 7 figure. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So sure, they didn't go to college, but by their standards, they are successful. By society's standards, even they're successful. They just don't have the credentials behind the name.
Mm-hmm.
So now what's your aspiration or goal in life? Because again, we've had this conversation in several different episodes about, am I successful? Or am I waiting for society to tell me I'm successful? That goes with marriage. This is what marriage looks like. Or am I talking to you? Or is this me and my wife talking? Because the version of marriage for my wife and myself looks like this.
Right.
Society, it looks like this on the left, but we're on the right. Same thing with education. I'm educated, but I'm educated in a field or area that interests me and right. provides me the opportunity to provide for my family success. Society, where's your degree? What school did you go to? What credentialing do you have? Where can you show me that you went through this rigorous,
mm-hmm.
whatever the case. So again, what are we talking about? Because there are college graduates who cannot provide for themselves.
Right.
There are people that have never stepped foot on a college campus that are extremely successful.
Correct.
So because those things, again, that's where the research comes in, that we obviously, we're just throwing ideas out just for the sake of poking the bear.
Yeah.
However, I like what you said about, I would like to normalize more assessment. The importance of you saying that, I want to ask my son, ask my children, what does college look like to you? What is college? Don't lead them. Just a sit down.
Yeah.
You graduate high school, you go to college. What does that look like? They're probably going to start with a blank stare, like they don't know where to begin. And you have to make it a comfortable conversation, you know? So now what does that look like? How do you think that happens? What are the steps you think you should take? And they have to understand and know that college isn't for everybody. It's not just a saying.
Yeah.
Like you legitimately, if that's not your thing, you're about to waste time and money.
Yep.
And you could actively be in your field 12, 18, 24 months from today. If you have a different goal in mind, you'll go over here and spin your wheels doing all of this only to double back on this thing that you could have done in the beginning anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's what I applaud. I applaud you having enough self-worth knowledge. Like, that's not my thing. Yeah. I did that because that was an obligation.
Somebody told me to.
Somebody told me to do that. Yeah. Exactly.
That's a big deal, man. We got to look at the amount of access they have to information as well, because they're probably more capable of evaluating a lifestyle than we were, and definitely our parents.
Yes.
Because you didn't know, like, it's so much information out there about how to be successful and what these fields generate and what they see generated in a non-traditional field. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you're not building a business, you could be trading stocks.
Yes.
And put your 10,000 hours into that and blow past everybody. Like, people be asking you how to manage their 401k that are in a traditional job. So we gotta, you know, it's, I think I don't think there's a level of like secrecy or hiding information from them that existed, you know, pre-internet and then pre like their curiosity, because all they've known is the internet.
Yes.
For us, it was a gradual like adoption to it, or adapting to it. But like, that's, what would you say? Let me go check that right now.
Right.
Eli 10.
Yeah.
If he's thinking about anything, he'll look it up and figure out what the process is, and then that'll tell him whether or not he wants to invest the time. How do I make a, like, the kids are not asking dad, how do you do XYZ? It might be, dad, like, these are the instructions. Can you help me?
Can you help?
At least here.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to say, well, my kids are special, but I'm just saying that that's the kind of the nature of where they are. They don't have to, parents are not gatekeepers of information.
No.
Anymore.
Right.
So if the parents are not as resourceful as the children, the parents are looking silly out here,
yeah,
trying to advise some kids about what's happening in the world.
Get yourself embarrassed.
For real. Like, when Eli and Eden are of college age and they're in fourth and sixth grade, they're going into fifth and seventh. If they're not talking about something that is AI related or something that AI can't do,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be a long conversation.
I promise.
Because you might be going to here just for to pass the time.
Yeah.
To pass the time. You talk about I want to go to school, be a data entry specialist.
You're done. Marketing. You're done. And that was
my major.
I'm not trying to knock anybody across the head.
Yeah.
But they're actively having these conversations on college campuses. The departments are telling students, like, hey,
yeah,
get ahead of this thing and don't get so complacent with this is the default. I'm picking this and running with it. I want to shift into a segment of there's a duality of what about me?
Sure.
From a parenting standpoint. Parents. There are some parents that their children are the golden ticket, meaning I'm living vicariously through you. You got to go get that football scholarship, son. You got to make it to the league. You got to come back and pick up the family. What about me? Go get that money. Come back and get us and save us, son. Put us on. What about me? Son goes out. Daughter goes out. Graduate high school. Gets into college. Hey. Make sure you do something that you come out of there making millions. What about me?
Yeah.
So what about me coming from the parent being projected onto the child? Well, in that same scenario, the child's like, hey, I want to go to this Ivy League school. It's $172,000
a semester
to get in this thing. What about me?
Yeah.
Like, what about me that I have? It's funny, but it's not funny. I have a homeboy, man. When we were in high school, he asked his parents for something absurd. And they told him no. And his response was, I didn't ask to be here. If you couldn't take care of your kids, you shouldn't have had any. Needless to say, there was an absolute lesson taught to him for the audacity of such a statement or mindset. But there are, again, the duality. There are children that feel like, it's your responsibility to get me into college. If I choose a school and I want to go to that school, that's on you. Figure it out. Wow, the entitlement. the parent. Mm. Hey, you go in this school and you go become a doctor. That's not just for you. I put you through school. I pay for your school. What about me? Where is my return on my investment? The return on your investment is you have a successful child that no longer needs you to sustain themselves in life. That's my perspective.
Yeah.
Not telling you how to feel, but now this person's moved on. They have a wife. They're thriving. They have a children. They have their children. They build a house, whatever their
path is.
Now you're looking at them like, Hey, not upholding your end of the bargain. Now, what about us? What do you have towards the, I guess I want to say advice. Cause you know, again, on topics like this, we don't tell people how to parent, how to think, how to move, but we just have our opinions and our perspectives. The towing the line of expectancy or unspoken guilt being handed to children from parents about, hey man, you have a unsaid obligation to this family now.
Yeah. I heard somewhere somebody made a comment of one of the reasons in the black community, and it probably happens, but it was a conversation about the black community about generational wealth,
mm-hmm.
is that too often the wealth has to flow backwards instead of downward or forward, however you want to look at it.
Yes.
Like a child has to take care of their parent versus preparing for their children in the next generation.
Yep.
So that's one thing that my parents have made good on is like my dad takes that children's children, a good man leaves inheritance to his children's children. Like he's, I know he hasn't done it the way that he wanted to in the most ideal way,
mm-hmm.
but that's his whole conversation there.
Yeah.
And I had to look at it because some of it is like, man, some of the things that I'm not in the position to do now, they're doing.
Yes.
And it makes me feel the way I'm like, but I'm not in a position where they need me to be on so that they can survive.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to think about. I get the time investment and what you instill in them should have a return. But for me, that return is them being a productive citizen.
That's it.
Go out and live your life. Especially if you could live your life outside of my pockets. Now I know it's not going to happen like that. Because like I said, my parents still will do and sacrifice for our family.
Yes.
But I've never had that. And I ain't never had no, it's like super athlete children. Summer league, my son. You know what I mean?
Hey man, don't sleep on him now.
Baby Pippen.
Yeah. Don't sleep on my boy.
Yeah. Chose otherwise. But just like I've had friends, man, I was just talking to a friend the other day that I really want to have on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to happen. But like they were the athletes. They worked hard. They went D1.
Yeah. A
couple of them went pro.
Yeah.
And then it's like they got kids.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And one of them I was concerned earlier on about how he would push them. But as of late, like he pushed them into the experience, but allowed them to decide as they got older.
If that's what they want.
And that shocked me. And I know he watching, we probably have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad thing. It was just, he was a super go, go, go person. Like discipline in a lot of areas in life. Like this got to happen like this. It's going to be hard. You got to do hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I found out that they weren't playing no more, I was like, This ninja didn't grow up. He done matured. but that's how a lot of fathers are.
You gotta
do this. You gotta this to be tough. And I get what it's instilling in terms of discipline and being able to do hard things. But when your financial future is based on your children's success,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of pressure to put on them. And I understand it, but you know, it's not for me.
It can sometimes be looked at as misplaced motivation.
Sure.
Cause now is that fulfilling? If it's not coming from a genuine place. Now, if it's like, no, I don't need anything, son, go do you.
Yeah.
Make sure you good. You good. I'm good.
Yeah.
And then if it's like, I got this, I'm doing this. That's different than you standing hovering the whole time, like, what we got now?
or if you need me to keep you accountable, that's, I get that.
Yes.
Like if you need to be held accountable and this is what you've decided that you want for you.
Right.
I'll gladly push you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the moment that you change, like, is that a real change or is it just hard today? Or like, I think that's sometimes where it gets dicey. Like how far do you, that's the conversation I want to have is like, how far do you push your children?
Yes.
Especially before the age of accountability where they can really understand what's going on with them.
That's a valid conversation that should be had because there are people that are out of touch with that and the ramifications of it even more so.
Yeah.
And you'll ruin a seed before it germinates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're standing there watering the heck out of it and it just doesn't need any more water right now.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for this next phase of these young men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching. They're man, people have to know the story, man, that the who our sons are and have been historically and who they are now.
Yeah.
It's almost like both of them grew up overnight.
Yeah.
Like I've been watching them over these last couple of months. I'm kind of like, boy, I almost don't recognize you fellas, man.
We've been here 5 years. It'll be 5 years. We moved in on the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
4/20 we moved in. We closed.
Yeah.
It'll be 5 years.
Wow.
That's a lot. I mean, that's all of high school.
It is.
All of high school and a bonus from your junior high.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just watching this next phase, man, like they say, get me the popcorn.
Yeah, I'm ready. It's gonna be an interesting summer because I try not to think about it too hard because then I start planning traps for him. Like if I feel him getting off here, he gonna, you know what I mean? You had a 6 a.m. wake up, you gonna be out there breaking these gumballs up with these acorns.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what is the purpose?
What's the purpose? What's the purpose? Where we at?
Let's make sure it's us, bro. But we're gonna definitely work hard this summer.
Yeah.
Eli needs to be introduced to it and I've been papping.
Don't get me started.
He's over there. He actually gravitates to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was joking about the greenhouse fabric that they put outside. Like they're all into that.
Yeah.
Let's grow stuff. Let's see how it works, see how things, what is the process of nature? So
meanwhile, I got a call from the neighbor the other day, mine out there throwing rocks at the man's house. You know, I'm watching my two little ones. Freaking Frack, Mud and Jeff.
Phineas and Ferb.
Listen, let me, Phineas and Ferb, man. These two little ones, y'all not going to take me out.
We used to throw batteries off the overpass.
There's a bunch of stuff I used to do that they doing now that she keep looking at me. I'm not having no more kids with you. Thank God.
I agree.
Who you talking to?
I agree.
It's over with. You missed the boat.
I agree.
You're done. Two and done.
Different conversation.
Them last two, that's it. Yeah. That's it. He was like, hey, man, the boy's out here. He was like, I talked to him. I was like, please. And I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
If you see them boys doing something, Adrian, you see these boys doing something, intervene.
Yeah.
You have the green light. Get in the mix. Stop it. Shut it down. Yeah. Get them together. I'm not going to be like, man, why you check my son? No, sir. Get them together. They need it.
Yeah.
How you throwing rocks, man? It's 2025. Do they make rocks anymore? Well, don't get me started. That's my wife's fault. I'm ranting, man. Let me stop. Yeah. It's a good soft spot to stop because this will go into a whole nother segment.
I'm about to snitch on your sons.
Too late.
You know, we snitched from the last episode.
Ooh,
you watched the TikTok.
Ooh,
it's
wanna...
hilarious. It's about, I say about 45, 55, and it sways over every couple of days of we snitching or, I was like, how did y'all miss the point?
They missed the point.
How did you, well, if you can't control yourself, well, don't put yourself in situations where you shouldn't be. That's the whole point of it.
And
if you go.
And we're going to talk about this just so it can be a real. Haters.
Yeah.
Listen, man, let me tell you something. I saw a guy say, to bring y'all up to speed, our last conversation on the last episode, I made a comment about 15 men, 15 married men going to the DR together on a men's trip. Boys went live on me. Oh, man, if she won't let you go, just say that.
I got tired of response. I was like, okay, something new. And that's the thing about it. Like, it's groupthink. I was like, okay, clever.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah. That,
what about man code? So that is we're not going to do it now. And we're not going to keep talking after the camera stop. Man code, we're going to conversation.
Please. Might be next episode. Please, please. And let's, matter of fact, we can stop right now. I got something for you, jokers. I got that smoke. Boy, my head boiling and popping right now. That's going to be one of our lighter episodes. But again, well, it's going to dig because I'm bringing my shovel and my hammer.
I'm going to be fine with it.
I'm digging.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine with it. Going left. It goes out in the world. We're
going
to see.
Oh, man, I'm going left because you'll never put me as the new Steve Harvey. I'm not that dude. I didn't say a thing except for I'm not going.
He said some of these trips.
Some of them.
I had a conversation with a friend of mine. I was like, let's actually listen to what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Thank you. That's all.
Oh.
That's all. But we're going to unpack like, that thing.
And other people like, you know, we do that all the time. A couple people in the comments was like, yo, I just, you know, we do a golf trip.
Different. That's different.
Fine.
That's different. Amazing.
What is the intent of it? And that's the whole point of it. Like, what is the intent of anything? Well, if you're going to cheat, you can go around the corner.
Who said cheat? Like, I just said... I don't get joy out of 15 men laying on the beach looking at the palm trees together. What are we doing? But if we're going to Myrtle Beach and there's a bike rally, we going to Arizona, Scottsdale, and there's a golf tournament.
Yeah.
Again, we'll stop.
People respond from their pain points.
Cut.
Anywho.
Great episode.
Ready for this?
Yes.
LoveKeishaJ.com. Chocolate Princess Volume 1 is out. It's available. It's a... very well written, very well illustrated. I say it's for your young scholars, your young women of color, ages 5 to 15. But it can be read to whoever.
Yes.
So if your grandma likes it.
She gonna love it.
Put your grandma on it.
Yeah. So that.
We in there. My book is, I got a sample of my book. I don't have it in front of me. Got to make some corrections, but by the end of April, it'll be available. Dear Son, 20 Life Prompts to Facilitate Effective Parenting, the actual physical book.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, upward and onward.
Some work in there. What you got?
That's it, man. We just got to be intentional. We got to be focused and just be mindful of our actions. So, again, another wonderful episode. God take care. Oh, like, share, subscribe.
If you're still here.
God take care of you. Peace.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.